In this week's series, Homeless in Plain Sight, we've learned about who the homeless are. But maybe the most difficult question to answer is how to help. As KJZZ's Mariana Dale reports, there are many answers.
As the city of Phoenix found out, it can be difficult and controversial to try and change the way people help the homeless. Last year, the city asked groups to stop street feeding.
We were angry at first. It was a very disheartening thing.
Lindsay Weinbarger is an outreach pastor at Church for the Nations, which would set up at parks to pass out food. But she says they realized the meals could make people sick, especially if those they served tried to save the food for later.
We discovered that what we were doing wasn't really solving the issue. There were still a ton of homeless people.
So the church shifted its attention to extending its mentorship program to the homeless, connecting individuals who want to help with people who need it.
A lot of it is simple life skills, but it's also just being a friend and empowering them to get their dreams back.
Dina Walker started a transitional housing program in 2015. Before that, she'd been on the street for almost 15 years.
I lost every relationship in my life whenever I became homeless.
Through church, she met Bernice, who became her mentor. Walker says just to find that you have something in common with a person who isn't homeless is powerful.
Being homeless, people consider you either junkies, crazies, or just nobodies who just are taking up space or air. They don't care, you know? So when you find somebody who does care, it just it opens up a whole new emotion in you.
When Walker got a new job, she called Bernice. When she felt sick, she also called Bernice.
You know, whatever I'm going through, I tell her. You know, I'm open to tell her everything.
Connecting with people without judgment was advice I heard from both people who experienced homelessness and those who were trying to help, like Tempe resident Kathy Mancini.
I've always, you know, hung out with them at the bus stops, and even if I can't give them money or a place to live, I'll always talk to them as though they're human beings and neighbors.
She also helps people on an individual basis, for example, by buying a gift card and a haircut for a neighbor who recently became homeless. Mancini says she wants to see the city step up and do more.
I'm just dumbfounded how Tempe can be such a world-class city and not have really any solid options for housing or outreach or meals.
Another response is from Tempe Churches. They host homeless guests for dinner and shelter each night through iHelp, the Interfaith Homeless Emergency Lodging Program. Bratwurst and all the fixings are on the menu tonight at Grace Community Church.
Okay, we got cheese, artichoke, apple chicken.
Curtis Schiffer is enrolled in the iHelp program and says people can start to help the homeless by changing their mindset.
The understanding. It's like when you're not homeless or haven't experienced it, you kind of look down upon them.
Kim Van Nimwegen has worked with homeless people for almost four decades, half of them in Arizona.
I am the, I'd like to say, ending homelessness coordinator for the city of Tempe.
Van Nimwegen challenges people to go beyond handing out spare change by volunteering or supporting a charity.
I think you can feel good for an instant. Having that interchange with a person, or you can really be part of ending this problem.
But that doesn't mean it's easy for her to see homeless folks on the corner of Valley Streets.
I still struggle to tell you the truth with what to do at the stoplight. And I guess I would say most people, you have to do what your heart tells you to do.
For Van Nimwegen, that means handing out a bus pass, a bottle of water, and a list of services. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Tempe.
And Mariana joins me now with more on this. And Mariana, why are there so many opinions on what is the right way to help?
Well, it's true. Everyone has an opinion. Earlier this year, there were some headlines that the Pope had told an Italian magazine that people should give regardless, even if they don't know where the money is going, which is kind of a controversial opinion because people think, well, if I give money, then will they spend it on something that I don't necessarily approve of? And so his advice was just accept the fact that you can't control it. But I think it's a really personal choice that has to do with how you feel about homelessness, how you feel about social services. And so everyone had a different opinion. But the most pervasive thread I found with the people that want people to get involved is that you should think about it deliberately, not just something that you do on a whim. And someone that I got that message really clear from was Rob Waddell. He was one of the volunteers that I met at Grace Community Church in Tempe.
Well, there's always a need to help. And sometimes our heart will tell us what's right and what's wrong. But I think the most time is being deliberate. There are so many programs out there. There are so many people out there. And if you're serious about it, you can find a way to plug in.
And time is a commodity, so if you don't have time to give, you can give money, but a lot of people suggested researching a charity, find one that uses funds in a way that really resonates with you and that really goes to the people that need it the most.
Yeah, what type of help do these organizations tend to need?
They are looking for just about everything. They're looking for hairdressers to give haircuts to the homeless. They're looking for people who can help out in their offices. There's specific organizations for just about every subgroup you can think of. There's a group in Phoenix that solely caters to women that are pregnant and homeless called Maggie's Place. There's places that need you to help clean up or sort donations or plant a garden. So just inquire and see where your needs could match up.
It sounds like volunteering at a place like that can be empowering for the people who do it and for those who are receiving help. I would imagine, though, there are some challenges here.
Yeah, I think we have a mindset in society that beggars can't be choosers or that you should be grateful that you're getting any help at all. Well, these people are coming from really complicated backgrounds, people that are homeless. They might have dealt with domestic abuse or other kind of conflicts. And so their level of trust is it's not really very high. And Bernice Livingston is someone that knows this really well. She's a mentor. She actually works with people, folks that are homeless or who were formerly homeless and are working on getting into new housing. And this is her advice for people that might just be starting out.
It was kind of hard at first, you know, building trust, building friendship. But the whole thing about being a mentor is not giving up. Even if you're rejected, pushed aside, whatever, just don't give up. Just continuously come.
And Mark, I just wanted to take some time to share one more message. You know that we ask people a lot at the end of interviews, is there anything else you want to share? And I thought that the message that a formerly homeless woman I talked to named Dina Walker, she had a really poignant message that she wanted to give to women who are struggling with homelessness or other issues.
If there's one woman out there that's listening to us right now, just want her to know that she's loved, you know, whether she feels love or not, you know, there's hope. There's hope in her future, and she is worthy. I just want her to know that she's worthy of everything that this life has to offer.
You can listen to the entire series Homeless in Plain Sight online at homeless.kjzz.org. That's homeless.kjzz.org. There are also some web extras up there for you as well. I've been speaking with KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Mariana, thanks.
Thank you.